That was the first product, yeah.
Okay.
And then we thought, well, God, what else could we revolutionize? Because there's nothing like that. Like, there's 1,000 mobility products, like, literally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a bazillion balls, a bazillion foam rollers, right? But they're all, like, the same, you know, or they got just different bumps. And so we were like, okay, how do we make this more effective? How do we make it take less time? Because that was a big problem for people, right? And then how do we couple it with our concept for how to, you know, teach the assessment and corrective strategies? And that's why, you know, we have a very different approach, and we call it active mobilization, right? And the idea is that you're addressing a specific restriction, right, that relates to, you know, a movement problem, right, that we identify with the assessments. But you're addressing that with the ball, with sustained pressure, and then you're going through active range of motion repatterning drills, which is different than rolling around on a lacrosse ball. Right, or rolling around on a foam roller, right? Because it's more pin and stretch. It's more, you know, an active repatterning, such that we are retraining the nervous system to do something different. And the cool thing about that is that you get to see the change in real time, right? So you go, okay, this is as far as my shoulder goes, right? Boom, active blade mobilized the pec. All of a sudden, you get increased range of motion that isn't the same as just passively stretching it. Because passively stretching just shuts down essentially what's called the Golgi tendon reflex, which is the ability to, like, you know, hold a certain amount of tension. But that also can create a new problem, right? And so by doing active mobilization, you're not shutting down anything. You're actually improving its ability to hold tension through a greater range of motion.